All right. 10 o'clock. We'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order, 2020 HUNCA session. Today's date is April the 23rd. The time is 10 a.m. Good morning, everyone. First item on the agenda is prayer. Assistant Principal Chief Redcorn, would you render our morning prayer, please? Assistant Chief? Assistant Chief Redcorn, are you here?
Present.
That it was not roll call. I was just requesting if you would give our opening prayer this morning.
I am so sorry. I just called in.
Yes, sir.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, this morning on this beautiful day, let us be thankful for the things you have provided for us, and let us understand how important it is that we remain optimistic and that we be our very best selves in every opportunity that we have. Protect us from this terrible disease that is ravaging this nation, and give us both hope and give us the tools we need to fight it and to help our people and to help our people stay healthy. We appreciate everything you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Assistant Chief. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Just like to remind, somebody's out on the range somewhere, and we can hear trucks going by, and if you could be so kind as to please mute your phone. Next is approval of the journal. If we take a few moments to go over the journal from yesterday.
Move to approve the journal of April 22nd, 2020. This is Edwards.
So, motion on the floor. We have a second.
Second. Walker.
So, motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no.
Yes.
Motion passes. Journal is approved. Next, we are on reports of select committees. Are there any reports of select committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCR 2012, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection for the Osage Nation with updated revenues and to establish budget outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years. I am the sponsor. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with 4 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Edwards, 2 no votes, Walker, and Stabler. I'd also like to report that the Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 2035, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC 2311 and to insert Section 2323 to require continuous access to financial records to the Osage Nation Congress, and to add a penalty for preventing access and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass with amendments with 5 yes votes from Potts, Big Horse, Edwards, Stabler, Whitehorn, 1 no vote, Walker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2012 and ONCA 2035 on general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Second, rule suspension, no discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Can you repeat the motion, please?
The motion is to suspend the rules and place ONCR 2012 and ONCA 2035 on second reading, or not second reading, general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes ONCR 2012 and ONCA 20-25. We'll advance to general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Are there any other reports of select committees at this time? Hearing none, moving on to reports of standing committees. Are there any reports of standing committees at this time? Hearing none. Moving on to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm reading in ONCR 2015, a resolution to honor Archie Mason and express appreciation and gratitude to him for his service to the Osage people as a member of the Osage Nation Congress from 2006 to 2020. Mr. Speaker, I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2015 on third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment.
The motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's a second by Congressman Maker. It's a rule suspension, no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. ONCR 2015 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment.
Speaker Tillman, this is Walker.
Congressman Walker.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2040 on today's agenda on first reading.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. It's a rule suspension, no discussion to place ONCA 2040 on first reading of today's agenda. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. Motion passes 9-3. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Bringing in ONCA 2040, an act to amend 15 ONC sections 1A-101, 1A-102, 1A-104, 1A-105, 1A-109, and 1A-112 to change the title of the act, remove the Revenue Advisory Commission, remove the restriction on appropriations over 98% of projected revenue, move the deadline for submission of budgets to August 15th, and to strike the budgetary outlay for 5 years going forward and to establish an alternate effective date. Speaker Tillman, I'd like to make a motion.
Please continue.
Make a motion to advance ONCA 2040 to tomorrow's agenda on general order day 2.
Second, Brandy.
So motion on the floor with a second from Congresswoman Lemon. Roll call vote, please.
Where did he ask that to go?
General order day 2. Okay.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler? Congresswoman Stabler.
Sorry, yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes, I believe it was 10 yes, 2 no. ONCA 20-40 will advance to general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Moving on to general order day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. ONCA 2024, an act to establish the merit-based system of employment and its foundational components and to establish an alternate effective date. And ONCA 2025, an act to establish reasonable employee pay adjustments for merited employees of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2036, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC 2311 and insert Section 2323 to require continuous access to financial records to the Osage Nation Congress and add a penalty for preventing access and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 2006. A resolution to designate the Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage, LLC, pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act, as the sole member of both entities. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 20-16, a resolution to express support of the executive branch application and approval of grant funds through the U.S. Paycheck Protection Program, recently authorized by the U.S. Congress, to recognize the executive staff for their accomplishment in obtaining the approval for our nation and to commit to taking any further action necessary to complete the transfer of federal funds to the nation. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Next item on the agenda, we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First, we have ONCA 20-08, an act to authorize and appropriate $37,500 to the Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to amend ONCA 2008, page 1, line 44, strike retained revenue, insert general fund. Second, Brandy.
Motion and a second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed at this time? Moving on to ONCA 20-28, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources through food and agriculture production. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress, Assistant Principal Steve, and those listening. I have an order, and it's a general order amendment for ONCA 20-28, amendment number 1, page 2, line 60. After private land, insert approved by the owner for this purpose.
Thank you. Motion and a second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I have two amendments. First amendment is throughout the bill, strike ONCA 12-68 as amended and insert 13 ONC section 3-101 et sec.
Second.
So motion and a second.
And I have a second amendment, page 3, paragraph D, strike the second sentence.
Second.
I've already emailed them to both you and Ms. Merle.
Thank you. Are there any other amendments to be proposed at this time to ONCA 20-28? Next is ONCR 20-04, a resolution to support legislation in the Oklahoma House of Representatives to specifically add wearing tribal regalia by tribal students as an activity covered under the Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Speaker, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I have an amendment and I'm trying to locate it. I sent it to the clerk to send out to members several days ago.
Congresswoman Goodfox, I sent an email out this morning with all of the general order amendments that I had received attached to it, and I believe it is in that email.
Okay.
It has all of the session information, the journal, all of that was in that email together.
Okay. I'd like to make an amendment on page 4, line 159, insert the following new section. If any provision, I'm sorry, I need you to hold this.
Second. Congresswoman Goodfox, could you make the motion?
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
One moment, please. Congresswoman Goodfox, did you want to make a motion?
No.
Okay. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2004 on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Second from Congresswoman Edwards. Rule suspension, no discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Is there a no? Congressman Big Horse.
My apologies, no.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Speaker Mr. Speaker, Tillman. Pratt.
Speaker Tillman.
No. The motion.
Mr. Speaker, this is Alice. I found it. Sorry.
Okay. So we're back on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCR 20-04, are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
This is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. Sorry, everyone. Page 1, line 40, insert the following. All non-appropriation legislation in the Oklahoma State Legislature is on hold due to the current COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic and is likely not to move forward this session. Page 1, line 44, after Caldwell, insert and future legislation.
Second, Potts.
Motion and a second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none. ONCA 20-08, ONCA 20-28, ONCR 20-04 will all advance to General Order Day 3 on tomorrow's agenda. Next item on the agenda, we have Office of Fiscal Performance and Review report from Mr. Sam Gill, the Chief Audit Officer. This was a request from several members of Congress to allow Mr. Gill to report to the members of his activities. And so, Mr. Gill, I'll turn the floor over to you. Welcome. Good morning. And the floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning. Can everybody hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I put in your packet a report. I'm going to run through it real quick and leave this open for questions of any kind that you have. Start off with the audits. Four of the five audits that were set out in the audit plan for 2020, I've started on. I've met with the people involved with operating the entities and gone through a set of questions concerning the mission, vision, values of those entities, the internal controls, and compliance, commitment to compliance. One of the setbacks we've had is two of the people that I met with extensively are not with those entities any longer, so we kind of had to go back to and meet with the new people, and that's in process at this time. The progress as we've gone through on Osage Nation Energy Services, I met with the vice president, chief operating officer a number of times. She provided me with complete access to their financial data. I did a statistical sampling, not statistical, excuse me, random sampling of their expenditures and cash flow, cash out payments. Didn't find any, all the appropriate procedures were followed. If it was past a certain amount, it was approved prior or ahead of time. All the things were timely and appropriately sent to the board. Their internal controls were not optimal, but they were adequate, and it didn't appear like there was any unauthorized spending at all. You could question some of the things they spent their money on. That was that's a whole other issue. But as far as any illegal or bad things happening, no. The big issue with them as far as any kind of audit report, which I will write an audit report on it, is going concern. You can't get an unqualified opinion on an audit without being a going concern, and there's a deep question whether it is a going concern. They have to generate revenue, and that's, of course, something you all know. They have submitted a application for the Paycheck Protection Plan program, and so hopefully that will give them some added cash flow to go forward. Osage LLC, I've been to two board meetings and met with the chief executive officer, had a deep discussion with her on the same issues, the operations of the company, the mission, vision, internal controls, compliance. Once again, she's not there any longer, so I need to set up a meeting with Mr. Freeman, the new chairman, and kind of start over as far as that's concerned. I did get a copy of their 2018 audit report. I've been through it. Most of the information in it is real old, obviously. I've asked for the 2019, but it's not completed yet. So as soon as it's completed, I will read through it, and then that'll be a good starting point. Tribal Member Health Benefit Fund. First thing I did was meet with the Attorney General because they have an investigation going on currently. I didn't want to hinder or get in the way or compromise their investigation. We are currently working together on that. I'm in the process of, I've been in the process of getting information from WageWorks. They're not the fastest at responding, and the data they've sent me has not been comparative. I'm in the process of working through that, so hopefully I can put together a meaningful spreadsheet that will provide the data we need to look back and see how that fund was operated. The elementary school, visited the school, talked with the superintendent. It's a good program. It appears to be kind of exciting, just to be honest. And I've been researching audit programs to do the audit for a school, and most of them are not really appropriate for a Native American school. So I've reached out to a couple other tribal programs, and they're going to provide me with an audit program that will be germane for this audit. Been attending many boards meetings. I put a list of the ones I've been meeting with in your handout. Is that a question? No, okay. You can read in there my observations from the board meetings. Most of them go real good, but I think we need better orientation with our board members and going over a number of the key components of their duties and responsibilities and understanding what they're supposed to be doing as board members, like budget preparation, financial analysis. There's a list in my report. And if you have any questions, please ask. And then last, I stuck in some of the things that we've done to assist the boards to try to help them be more optimal in their operations. The home health board, they were using a cost report group that they were their last client, and so all those cost report groups rinsed their cost report software, and so they were having to pay the whole year rent on that cost report. So I hooked them up with a gentleman out of Tulsa that's very, very good. Cost them a whole lot less money to do their cost report, and he also has a strong background in Medicare reimbursement to help them with their cash flow. And as of January, they went to a whole new way of billing Medicare, and it was real important that they had somebody on board that could help them because they had to change the way they did business. Energy Solutions, they were looking for funding, and they still are, when they get a contract so they can help, so they can cash flow during the completion of the contract. I researched and found Chickasaw Community Bank, which is a bank that specializes, one of their niches is Small Business Administration, 8A companies, and especially Native American ones, and they will fund based on the contract. So I think that's a positive for them. The Osage Nation Ranch, we filled out all the papers yesterday and submitted them to the bank. They sent a few back last night. Going to finish that today, but we're going to get them into the Paycheck Protection Plan program because that money, as long as they use it on salaries and utilities, they don't have to pay back. And so that's just money laying on the table. I did cash flow projections for Energy Solutions, which they looked at, and I think they were part of their last meeting, the special session with the Congress. Built a draft budget for the ranch. They their budgeting process wasn't very good. And as soon as they can get back together and look at it and go through it, I think we'll have a meaningful budget for this next year. Their business is very cyclical, and they buy cattle a certain time of the year, and they sell calves a different time of the year. And so month to month, it's a real complicated process because you're going to lose money some months and make some money some months. And we put together a budget with some performance indicators that I think will really help them manage the operation, the financial operations. And then the last thing, I've been helping Energy Solutions since the change in management because Paul came out and asked me and said that compliance and wasn't his long suit. And so they've been asking me questions about different issues, and I've been looking them up and get back. That's a quick run through. Does anybody have any questions?
Edwards.
Yes, ma'am.
So how long does it take on average for you to complete an audit?
Well, a lot of it depends because it's how fast you can get data back. That's why you have more than one going at a time. If you could just sit down and start to finish, it wouldn't take a terrible length of time. But one, a lot of these businesses, we had to learn what the business was. What are they doing? How is it going? But then you've got to get a hold of the data involved. And people don't just always drop what they're doing and give it to you. And so that's why you have more than one ball in the air. It really doesn't take a terrible length of time when if you can get everything together, but that's just not the way it works. Does that answer your question?
Well, I guess so. I know that that in the last session we tasked you with, what did you say, six audits?
Well, five audits, and then the chart of accounts, which I'm working on that also, and we'll have them all completed this year. And you all will have reports.
That's good, but I'm concerned about the things that you tell me that the executive branch boards are asking you as the auditor, as the chief auditor of the legislative branch, to do for them. I feel like, one, we have a separation of powers, and two, I appreciate your expertise and your ability to advise them, but to me, they need to be looking at the branch that they belong to, and I'm concerned about some liability. I don't understand why we're filling out federal papers
papers to submit to the federal government on behalf of an entity that's clearly not part of the legislative branch. So, and I don't know, but it seems like if you're doing that, then it's then it takes away from your auditing time. So we can talk about that later, but I'll tell you when I saw it, it struck me as unusual because I don't remember that happening in the past.
Well, I didn't have any history what happened in the past, and my goal was just to help them, and it wasn't going to get done if I didn't step in and help. And if I'm crossing a line, I apologize. My goal was just to help move things along. So once again, I'm open to suggestions, and if I'm heading in the wrong direction, we can address that.
Well, I think it's right for you to note that they have weaknesses in those areas. Whether it's incumbent upon you then to help them do things that they need to get done, I'm unclear that that is your role. But I certainly think it's important for us to know areas that they need help. I wouldn't have expected some of these areas that they would need that help, but I appreciate you bringing it up, certainly.
Sure, sure. And I'm open to suggestions and guidance. Any other questions?
This is Congressman Bigfoot. And when the new OFPR was established, it was my understanding, I was assistant chief at that time, he was going to be an office that reviewed the entities and help entities out so that they need that and to get past audits and things of that nature. So, you understand what Congresswoman Edwards is saying. It's not your job to go do the work for you. But your expertise, I would certainly expect you to give the advice that could make a change, or they should do this, or they should do that, so they are in compliance. And I don't see that as crossing any lines. You may be wrong. That's just the way I see OFPR began, and it turned into an investigative tool instead of I'm going to help you tool.
Are there any other members of Congress that wish to address Mr. Guild at this time? Mr. Guild, would you like to close, or have you completed your...
That's my report. The only thing I have to say is I'm sure open to suggestions and guidance, and if I'm heading the wrong direction, when I started here, there wasn't really a written path, and so I'm trying to help where I can, but if that's the wrong direction, please let me know, and we'll head the direction that you all desire. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill, and I'd just like to say, too, that I appreciate you being here, fulfilling the role. There is a learning curve, I know. This office has been down, I believe, a couple of years or longer, and so I know you're navigating the waters without a lot of direction or input, or the orientation was what it was in the interviews when you were hired. However, I know that you have the abilities to figure this all out. And my conversations with you when we were all here together at the office has been very beneficial to me. With your attendance being very noticed at the board meetings that you have gone to, information that you've provided back has been very helpful to me in this office. So appreciate you, and we'll all work together. And just like to state to other members of Congress that if you have any further questions for Mr. Gill, please feel free to reach out to him through the phone or also through any email correspondence. He would be open for any communication there. So, Mr. Gill, thank you so much for taking the time to update the Congress at this time. And so we're going to move on now. The next item on the agenda is motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Mason.
Yes, Health and Social Services will meet today at 3:30.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Congressional Affairs Committee will meet today at 1:30 to 3:30.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? If not, real briefly, it looks as we sit here on Thursday, technically we have Friday, Saturday, and Monday as our days for session left. There's nothing scheduled. Well, there is a meeting tomorrow that's scheduled for a committee of inquiry, I believe at 2:00. Other than that, it's to me, it looks like it's gonna be a busy agenda. I was thinking that just to be on the safe side tomorrow, Friday, to begin session at 9 a.m., and that gives us an extra hour for any sort of fast-tracking or any other kind of movements with legislation. So hopefully that's okay with everyone else. I've spoken to two members about that, and they were fine with that, but I'd like to start session tomorrow morning, Friday at 9 a.m. So, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
So moved. Second.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. We will adjourn until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We are adjourned.